Real-time project status for the project management office. In this walkthrough, we will demonstrate how a project manager can collaborate with her team to develop and track high-level requirement in a project plan. So the rules of the game is we're gonna have two roles. We're gonna have Lena, again, the project manager, who's a member of the project management office, also called the PMO, and she's gonna collaborate with our counterpart, Peter, who heads a team of developer working in Visual Studio and Team Foundation Server. So let's get started. Lena, as a project manager, has defined a high-level schedule in our favorite tool of choice, which is Microsoft Project 2010. So let's open that plan, call the formal plan. And you can see she's already got a skeleton of some of the big items that are required for this project plan. And she only cares about the project information in a certain granularity. So for instance, what she's gonna do is she's gonna insert a task and call that task a shopping cart, which is something that needs to be done by our counterpart on the development team. And the way she does that, again, I just opened Microsoft Project Professional 2010. Which is the connected desktop, connected to Project Server. And then you'll notice that you have a couple fields above in Microsoft Project that are specific to bridging information between the PMO office and that team of developers living and breathing in Visual Studio and Team Foundation Server. So the resource name you're seeing here actually the same folks that have been mapped and defined in Team Foundation Server. So it's, as I said in the introduction, she's going to assign that high-level requirement for a shopping cart to be developed to Peter. And then I've got to set this attribute at the task level to sync to project. So again, this great illustration that she doesn't necessarily need to sync everything back to TFS, but because this is a development task, she's going to be working jointly or collaborating with Peter to get visibility on what they're working on and also see status. So let's put it as a requirement, which is again information coming from TFS. You can see in the title it says work item tag. And then once I'm done with that, again, Lena just put in a bucket for that task, but she's not in charge of estimating the effort to develop that. That's going to be done by Peter and his team. So let's just save this project plan. And like you would do in a project server on a day-to-day basis, then you would publish the plan so that the team can start collaborating on the information that Lena has just provided. So while this is syncing, I'll let this run. You know, it's just completed. So let me just close the plan, check it in. And then let's go now on the other side. Again, let's switch hat and let's pretend now we're Peter. I didn't log in, log out. And Peter fires up, pardon me, Visual Studio and just refreshes a query on the work breakdown structure for the formal team plan. And it typically takes a couple seconds to have the information go from Project Professional to Project Server, and then for Project Server to sync with Team Foundation Server. Remember, the synchronization goes from server to server. Here we go. We can now see that new work item that has been defined as a requirement that again originated in Project Professional from the PMO office that has now flowed into Team Foundation Server. So again, the story here is now Peter needs to start defining kind of the work breakdown structure of that requirement, which is to develop a shopping cart capability for this particular project. So let's go and create a new, we can, let me first of all, before I create a work item, the way I know that this task came from Project Server, you can see here on the right hand side on the last tab, it says Project Server. And it does give me information where that task came from, how is the mapping, you know, what is completed work, remaining work. So I do have a peek into the information that came in from Microsoft Project. So let's go add a task, and we're just going to start breaking down again the structure for this requirement, and we're going to do. Let me change the link type. So it's a child to that requirement, which is the parent. And the first one is, we know we need to, for instance, develop a user interface. Let's save that. And let me just minimize the Team Explorer view. And then we're just going to do an estimate that this is going to take 2 days or 16 hours. And then we're going to keep it. Actually, let's change it to Rob Barker, which is a peer who specializes on this on our development team. We're going to save this task. Sorry, save this requirement. And again, I can see that when I refresh the query of the work items, so the work breakdowns. Let's add another one. And this time, let's just do, let's say, a schema update. We know we are going to need to update the database schema to store the shopping cart information. And this time again, let's put in 2 days, 16 hours, and let's this time do it to Tina, another developer on the team. Let's save this. And let's just do one more, and then we'll continue. Let's add a, let's say, a test case update. Save that as well. In the test case, we think it should only take a day, and this time let's give it again to Tina. Okay, so let's close this and let's verify that we've got all the information that we put in. Okay, so I've defined three work items, three tasks that are children to this parent shopping cart requirement. And let's put in what are the remaining work for each task. And again, the original will make it equal to original estimate. So let's revisit those three tasks and put exactly what we put in the original estimate. So the database the schema update, again, 16 hours. And the last work item we add, which is the test case, we'll put in 8 hours in that. So again, now what I've done is, from a developer point of view, from an application development point of view, we've defined the work breakdown structure and we've put in estimates in each of those work items or those tasks that make up that functionality called a shopping cart. So now let's switch back to Lena's world and let's see what she sees once that estimate has been completed. So on the in Project Server, stepping back a little bit, there's really two applications. There's the rich desktop experience, where typically you work with the schedule on a day-to-day basis, and then there's what we call the Project Web App. The Project Web App, think of it as a thin client, typically that are used by end users to do things like workflow approvals or reporting, also by executives. So in this case, the information that has been defined by the team for my development team has actually kicked off a workflow. It doesn't automatically flow into the project plan. There's a little bit of stage gate where me, as a project manager, I can approve or reject those updates. And that's what you're seeing here. This is the again the homepage for the Project Web App. And here I'm notified that I've got one task update from a resource. So I can click here. And suddenly I'm going to see that the information is actually for that shopping cart task. And I can see again, remember that the team of developers doesn't work at the same granularity I'm working at. So meaning all those work item tasks roll up to that single work item requirement, which is the granularity that I'm working at. So that's what you can see here. It gives you information on some of the updates. And the workflow is, I'm going to approve it. And oh, thanks, Peter, for the work breakdown structure. And I'm going to save that. just takes a couple seconds to get the information, then to update the project data. So it's just taking a couple seconds. Okay, so now it's been approved. So again, the updates, the estimate that has been given is now also flowed back into the schedule. And to demonstrate that, it just takes, again, a couple seconds to get the data back into the desktop. Let's refresh Project Web App. Okay. Let's do it one more time. There we go. So now you can see that the information has appeared now in the shopping cart. You know, initially I put an estimate. It was the standard default, which was 1 day, and now I get a newer estimate, which is closer to 5 days for Peter. So let's close the plan again. And now typically the next phase is, okay, we've worked on doing an estimates and on defining a work breakdown structure. Typically, if you step forward, now that Lina has agreed with Peter on the estimate, then Peter's team starts executing on those work items. So for instance, let's do let's again forward ourselves in time, and in this case, Rob, we're not going to switch role. Rob is going to update the UI task. So let's say again that he's finished defining the user interface. So completed work goes to 16 hours, and remaining work now is zero. And let's update another one from Tina. The schema update initially was 15 hours. Now let's put in that she worked on it for 16 hours, and then to level the task again, and then there's one more day left of remaining work, meaning again the initial estimate was incorrect. So let's save this, and again you can be doing this on and on for all the tasks. And let's go back again to the Project Web App, which is again where you approve or reject those what we call status update that are coming from the from my peers working in Visual Studio Team Foundation Server. So let's click on the shopping cart again. You can see here that some of the remaining work got changed for some of the tasks. Actually, scrolling down here, and same thing. I do have some remaining work also that went up for that database schema update task work item. So let's approve this. Again, we fully trust Peter's team, and we just want us as the PMO have visibility on progress. So we're just going to accept this. And again, it takes this time to flow quicker. We approve the updates, and let's go back into the project plan to visualize those the progress here. And you can see now I've corrected that task, so it's up to 6 full days. Initially it was 5 days of duration. You can see here also as the columns that remaining work, again, I did add that 8 hours of test case, but I also added another 8 hours that I underestimated of database schema. So you can see exactly the hours of actual work and remaining work that were mapped to more granular items, work items in TFS, and you can see progress. Again, here you can see on the Gantt that various progress from the team, and me as the PMO, I get full visibility of what the team is working on how they're executing on this high-level requirement that I've asked them to work on. So that concludes this first demo of demonstrating the collaboration between the project management office and the team of developers, illustrating that each one of those teams work at the granularity they want in the tool of their choice. Thank you very much.